Wait! If we want to build the future, we're gonna need something.
Like a high-speed internet connection that can turn my ideas into reality. Like the skills to become the world's most powerful coder.
The resources to make more films with people who look like me.
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 Like the tools to start my sustainable shoe business.
Way more space to collaborate.
Yeah, that's better.
Through Project Up, Comcast is committing $1 billion to open doors for the next generation so they can build a future of unlimited possibilities.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How's it going? What's going on? Oh, my gosh. It's already end of the month.
Girl, how did March get here so fast? It seems like we were just opening Christmas gifts.
You know, and now spring break. Now we up to Easter, almost summer, a few more months. Girl, look like
I don't know. I don't know what. Girl, this time is on crack because it is moving fast. And, you know, I got these kids over here that they're all different, you know, they're all different ages. And you remember when you had kids still in the house, your kids are grown now, but you know, girl, they are like acting like I am just like the worst mama in the world. Like every little thing I do is horrible and it's making them sad. And then they want to give me tips on how to parent. Like they in here advocating for each other. Like, you know, mom, here go Brandon. Mom, you really shouldn't talk to Cameron like that because it might hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Girl, my mom didn't care nothing about my damn feelings.
Girl, and you know what? And I am so with you because I always felt like they parent us to be strong and independent.
Yes.
We've got a parent to coddle and worry about feelings and worry about you know how they're gonna feel years from now about what we didn't did or said or girl, I'm like, this is kind of interesting.
Girl, and that's the thing, it's like I don't remember half the stuff my mama said. I'm sure she said some stuff that made me cry, but girl, we took a look and to keep on ticking. We did not get all in our feelings when they were doing something or saying something because that's life. You know, our parents were going through life, and now that we're parents, we had no idea the stress and strain they were under at work and to come home and with the spouses and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And now, girl, these kids want us to be like the perfect parents every step of the way.
Yeah, and I wonder, I'm like, do we miss the mark? I mean, because, I mean, I know we parent in a society where, you know, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have social media. We didn't have all this electronic and technology and interaction. It was like, go outside and play. I'll call you when it's come in, or you better make sure you in at this particular time. So we had a lot of, you know, push you out the door,
I don't know. I could maybe hands off parenting. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. maybe well, you know what it was? Is they allowed us the freedom to think. They wanted us to have some problem solving skills because they knew the world was going to give us some problems.
Yeah.
And I know with me, I want to solve the problems.
Yeah.
Like I'm just now realizing that my 16, soon to be 17 year old son has no problem solving skills.
Yeah.
He cannot figure stuff out to save his life. Girl, he's sitting up here. He got in trouble at work. The woman said, "You go home, Andrew." And girl, he went home and thought he had got fired.
Uh-uh.
I said, "Andrew, you, she didn't fire you. You need to call and set up a time to go back and talk to her."
Yeah.
And you may have just gotten suspended because you were acting a fool at yeah. work. And so he just didn't show up. He just thought, well, she told me to go home. You know,
girl, I'm telling you, I remember my parents, and I love them because I had older siblings, an older sister, and they never came a parent-teacher conference.
I
was perfect attendance. I think that's the only time that they kind of, and I was on a roll, and they would come to that last ceremony.
At the end of the year.
Maybe.
And maybe send an auntie or a grandparent, an uncle or something.
Else might come. Or
a neighbor.
Girl, I had a bunch of first cousins that was, you know, in college. They were like, oh, you know, she got this. And they were like, oh, I'm going to go. And they go and shoot. Everybody didn't go.
No, but that's the thing. Everybody not going to clap for you. You got to clap for your damn self.
You got
to
bring flowers now, girl.
Yeah.
You got some flowers at the end, girl. I do not remember a time when they brought me some flowers because I got on the road.
Girl, get out of my damn head. Cameron had a choir concert this week on Thursday, okay? And at the end of the choir concert, girl, it's like somebody had opened up a damn flower shop. All the parents were passing out flowers. I was like, they got up there and sung off key for 45 minutes. Why the hell is we celebrating a flat asses?
Yes. And you know what? But that's where we are, because I remember track meets, cheerleader, football games. Do we parent girls different than boys? I'm like, I don't remember. I remember I was a cheerleader probably for about 5 years, and I can't even tell you, my daddy never came. Mama probably didn't even know the name of the cheer group.
Girl, wait. I was graduating from college, and my mom was trying to figure out where University of Houston was, because that was her first time. Wasn't no family weekend. Wasn't no nothing. Mama was like, okay, you getting ready to graduate. We got to be there at 12 o'clock. Where we go now? Where is that? Get my mama all the way at TSU. Is this it? No, mama, that's not it.
You still thought I went to University of Houston. When I graduated, you know, I had left U of H after the first year. I said, you know, we going to go here. Yeah, she over there downtown, University of Houston. No, that was my sister 10 years ago, graduated there. I was
girl. And the thing is that for these kids now, that would traumatize them. Girl, we laughing and moving on. Ain't no hard feelings. Girl, they knew catchphrases, trauma. I said, if I hear one more damn person talk about trauma, I hear one more damn person talk about how they were traumatized, I'm going to fall all the way to hell out. I'm going to need y'all to what my grandmother used to say, if you mad, scratch your ass and get glad.
Girl, I'm like, it was great. I mean, latchkey kid. They didn't even know if I was coming home. They ain't nobody call to check on me when I got home. Shoot, all they know is you better have some food done and their homework done. You know, and it was like, I kind of say, but that's not a good, this don't work. That does not work. That is trauma. I have realized that I have put undue pressure on my children who are now adults because I had this way that my parents told me things that I needed to do. I was parented that when you turn 18, whatever you did, that's on you. We ain't got no money saved. We ain't got no money saved. We ain't got no 529 plan. Girl, if you want to go to college, you better figure it out. So
that's on you.
It was all on me. And it was like, if you decided to go to college and not the military or college or not, you know, get out there and go get you a job over there
at the post office. At the plant.
Yeah, one of those refinery jobs. Then, girl, you know, then that's all on you. That was your decision to make. So to be made. So I definitely feel like, you know, the unleashing part of life. At 25 years old, I was married. Probably
was a grown woman.
I'm about to go get me a house.
You was a homeowner. Yes.
And it was kind of like, well, you know,
Now it's, you know, I got to make sure everything's aligned. Now, things didn't have to be as aligned. Now, you try to want to follow structure. You didn't want to have a baby, then get married. You know, the goal was to try to be the Huxtables, but not, you know, not you had, you know, I've been listening to my 40-year-old nieces and stuff talk about, I got to have this much money saved, this much money in the bank. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, you know, if I had to wait to that, I would be 50 years old.
And I think that our kids and these kids now, they're more afraid. Like, and I think that whole, you know, giving us that freedom, that expectation, we tried stuff. Yeah. You know, we are business
tried owners. And
we tried and failed and got up and tried again. They try and fail and they give up. You know, and I don't know, Tina. I mean, you know, I was like, damn, I'm gonna give a therapist a whole lot of money because I just can't imagine what my kids are gonna be saying once they get to be adults. What are you hearing from your kids about, you know, the parenting now that they're grown?
Yeah, I have you know, and I don't know, maybe I created this choice culture. You know, I have an adult son over 25 or at 25, and he has a great job. You know, you get benefits.
Yeah,
you know what it is. Not my passion. They working. I'm working too many. It was like not a passion job. So it's like it's not something you want to hold on to. If you got a job making a certain amount of dollars an hour, you could blah blah blah. You could save up. You can start a family.
Yeah,
you would make it work.
Yeah,
my first job. I was like, I had benefits. You know, just in case I'm married. I could. I had something to start with.
Yeah,
and I could build from there. They don't see the picture. Oh, you can be a manager,
a bigger picture. Yeah,
they didn't see that. They was like, I don't really like this, and you know, I'm tired of this, and I can't do this, and you know, my dog is at home by themselves, and I'm thinking that would never have stopped me from saying, you know what, I'm gonna make this work. If I can stay here for like 2 years, if I can make this amount of money, if not, I can build some skills to go get another. No, it's not meeting my needs. And I keep thinking, wow. I mean, I was even talking to a girlfriend. She done filled out the application for her daughter to get a job at Kilsbo, got the job. All the girl had to do was go to the interview, went to the interview. You know what the issue was? I didn't want to take that COVID test because it's at a hospital at a coast. So you have to be vaccinated.
Girl, leave me alone.
And I'm like, you would pass up a job making $50,000 a year as a 22-year-old
girl,
with no required education.
But they know that they got options. They know we're gonna be there to bail them out, and that's what we knew our parents were not gonna be there. That's why we made that shit work.
Yeah,
they know we're gonna be there. They knew we were going to be there.
I guess, because I keep thinking, okay, how can you, you know, break away? And you can't really break away because you've already created, you know, because if you go to, like, you know, when your teenage son get ready to go to college, if you got a hand in it, you finna have a hand in it. And, you know,
girl,
what school they going to? People be like, oh, my kids are putting on hats. They going to this university. I'm like, you finna be a part of this every step of the way. Because as soon as they be like, oh, I don't think I had a friend who said, my daughter's in the middle of Howard University. Everybody, you know, vice president there, everything. She got in like that first year right after the election. I want to take a gap year. I don't know if this is what I want to do.
Girl.
So she took a gap year. And then when the gap year came, she met somebody. She wanted to go to another someone in someplace else. And it's like, what are you going to do? Then, you know, you've invested that time. And our daughter was like, I want to do something that doesn't even require me going to college.
See, that's when I start fighting.
Girl, you know, we didn't spend this money. We didn't put aside money for our kids to go to college and do all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden it's like, I don't think I want to go to college. But then do you give them the money? Do you help them start a career?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Then what happens after that? Because I'm telling you, I already told Andrew, he ain't getting none of this money. He's not getting it. He's going to have to make his own way. You know, at some point, you know, it can't be too traumatic if it worked for us.
Yeah.
Look at where we are. We are successful women. But, we own our business. We work. You know, we got some money saved up. We're doing well. We're in our right mind. So our parents did something right by giving us these life skills to figure it out and to work it out on our own.
But you know what the new anxiety is? your kids looking at you saying, I don't think that I'll be where you are and be able to do all the things that you're doing, because that's not how I live, in the sense that, you know, like I'm talking about financially, like, you know, yeah, I can pay for this and do this and we can go here and take trips. They're thinking when in their 20 something year old mind, like, when will, you know, I don't know if that, because the lifestyle I've chosen, I don't think that'd be something I'll be able to do, you know, at any point soon or in, you know, when I'm 40 or what, because I don't, I'm not driven by money. I don't know. Maybe we're driven by money or success or.
Well, they need to be driven by money because they ask them want to eat,
you know,
they going to want to eat. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, it's the responsibility of it. I was talking to Andrew about paying his own phone bill, and everybody, including him and everybody around me, was like, why are you making him pay his own phone bill? We paid our own phone bill.
Yes.
You know, and it told us.
Which I couldn't even get a home. I couldn't even get a phone in the house. And I mean, the phone in the house couldn't even put no extra stuff on there unless I'm paying the phone bill. I mean, I couldn't even get three-way calling and you know, call waiting.
Call ID, nothing. You paying for that 99 cents.
You got to pay all of it. And
all of it.
And I'm going to tell you, when my son graduated from high school, him and his buddies had this idea that they was going to move in an apartment, like five or six of them in an apartment. And he didn't even calculate. I said, who's going to pay your cell phone bill? He said, that's a parent responsibility. I said, oh, it is.
For how long
to pay your cell phone bill, to pay your insurance, to pay, I mean, when does it not become, maybe my parents didn't have insurance, but I don't recall them paying no insurance. And
no.
When I did get a car, I got a car, the note, and the insurance.
Yeah, and then, you know, even the health insurance. I remember going to the free clinic. I remember going to Riverside. I remember going to
Northside Clinics.
Yes. I was going to the clinic because they didn't have no insurance. And if you got sick or something happened, and we didn't call them saying, what's our issue? You have the insurance card. We knew, something wrong. Let me go to the clinic.
Yes. And I don't even think it became a thought, because my dad worked for a company for 30 years. They had health care benefits. But you know what they would say? Oh, y'all, we're going to have to pay too much for you. They went.
Y'all gotta go. Y'all couldn't go.
I would go to Dr. Punch on Brett Shaw.
Girl, I know Dr. Punch. Girl, shut
Dr.
up
Punch on
Dr.
Brett Shaw Clinic. And you only went if you had a sore throat, you needed your immunization, your physical for school, and other than that,
You made it ride. You let it ride, girl.
You let it ride. Look, you ain't finna go for no mosquito bite. You ain't
girl,
finna go.
Okay, well, just don't feel good. My head hurts. You better lay down.
I didn't even know if I had allergies, because I ain't never had an allergy.
Girl, shut up. Girl, you better hush. We probably had all kind of peanut allergies and shellfish allergies. We know nothing.
No, girl, you better go on in there and drink some castor oil. Drink you some mineral oil. Girl, look, I kept saying, but it was just like, we were on our own. And it was like, and if I had taken the trauma, I mean, as a young girl, my mom died when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody called and said, how are you doing? I can't think of anybody in my, at least 5 years after my mom died, that said, how are you doing? You know what it was? Oh, she's strong. She's fine. She's going to be fine.
She's going to be all right. She's going to be all right. Yeah.
And you know what? I took that and I put that into my daughter. And I feel bad because I was taught to, ain't nobody going to help you. Ain't nobody going to do nothing.
But that's true. That's not a lie. That's not a lie. So tell me, what do you do? Because I got a daughter I'm raising.
Yeah.
If you had to go back to 8 years, 9 years old with Teresa, what do you do? Because nobody is going to help you. And we know when Black women cry, we get laid off. White women cry, somebody going to come and give their responsibilities to somebody else, and they might even get a promotion. So if you had to do it all over again, what would you teach her? Because I'm doing the same thing. Cameron was like, I feel, you know, she was feeling some kind of way because Brandon was sick and we was giving him all the attention. And girl, I went that strong parent around. Look, you're going to want attention and you're not going to get it. And you're going to have to be okay with that. You're going to have to clap for yourself and don't be worried about what somebody else got. Yeah. So do you coddle? Because it's just, it's not in our DNA, because it's not the way we was raised.
But in my heart, I'd be feeling like, I think I did great, because I'm like, my daughter lives in a whole nother state by herself, take care of her business. And I'd be watching, I'd be like, shoot, I would have done it exactly that same way regardless. But I don't know that embedded trauma that, you know, it took for her to get there to say, you know what? It's all on me. They told me this is what I got to do and I'm just going to take charge. Now in that same situation, my son, I'm still, you know, did you pay your light bill on time? I'm making sure, even though he's like, mama, I'm a grown. And I'm like, I know, but you know, I just want to make sure you ain't got your lights turned off. You know, you got food in the refrigerator, but you know, I have this like sense of wanting to be a helicopter parent, but also like you independent, you on your own. I don't even know if my dad even knew after my mom died, if my lights was on, where, you know, if
girl,
I had they food.
Ain't checking on us. They, gas, girl, we could be like, on the side of the road with no gas.
She said she'll let me know. Now my daddy made sure my car, I don't care. I can, if you did your car stop, you got, you changed your oil and your car clean. Mm-hmm. Everything, it. Everything else. It was like, you know, UBI, you know, you're going to be
and
okay.
He, and this is the thing. He knew. You were going to be all right. They know we're going to be all right. And we were all right because I think that they had given us the tools that we needed to be independent. They had given us the tools we needed to go out into the world and make our mark. I don't know that we would be doing what we're doing had we been coddled, had we been patted on the head, because we all know people like that and they ain't about shit right
now. They sure not, because they over there waiting for somebody to save them right,
they
save
right
the day.
Damn now.
I didn't like
right
somebody that, who gonna come in and wheelchair and save me, girl. I ain't waiting for nobody. I'm like, I'm gonna save myself.
Girl, and we know dudes like that we grew up with who living in houses with women they don't like because they taking care of them. We know women in relationships with men they don't like. We know folks who always a day late and a dollar short because they are not they were coddled. They mama put gas in their car. They had a gas card. They, you know, could call home and get money whenever they wanted. They didn't have to figure that shit out. How many times did I go to your house and eat? You know, how many times was I up in y'all refrigerator?
It was like, hey, you know what? I got some of this, girl. I cook, got this. Right? Oh, you cook. I'm going to come eat over there with you. You know, next week, you ain't going to have no money. You can come eat over here with me. You know, we figured it out. But I just kind of figure, you know, we either teach too much independence, because now I've been trying to be this person that I can sit back and you just tell me and not me try to take over, you know, what I think you should be doing right now, because I know what at that age I was doing. So I'm just going to I'm trying to like sit back and say, hey, you know what? Hey, what you want to do? Because I don't want to be, I got to step away from being, you know, the person who, you know, give the advice, because it always costs me. And every time I say something, you must be paying for it. Then you over here volunteering stuff. So you know what? Let me sit myself back and I'll watch.
And you
let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know, because you know, right now I kind of feel like, you know, I you know, it's hard because I've done so much and I'm like, you're not trying to pull back. It's harder. And I've talked to several of my same friends who are in the same age group with kids with the same, and they're saying the same thing, is that we are sitting here waiting to say, oh my gosh, they actually just did all of this for me and I didn't even have to do anything for them. So we waiting to be those parents, because you know, 50 years old, shoot, grandma was old, and grandma had 4 or 5 grandkids, and you know, and I'm like, you're 50 years old, you had grandkids and you know, all kind of stuff. And now we are at this age where you're getting kids out of grade school. I'm just trying to get kids into life, and I'm 50. When I'm gonna get that, like 70?
Right. And girl, shit, I'm going to be 112 before this shit happened to me. Well, girl, this has been a good discussion. This whole parenting thing, it ain't no blueprint. It ain't no one way to do it. But I just hope that, you know, folks who are listening, you know, feel like we feel their pain. Yes. We feel the pressure. And, you know, we feel the purpose of parenting.
Yes, we do. I just didn't want to. I didn't know I was going to have to do all of this at my 50-year-old age. Girl, let me just go relax on a beach. That's all I want to do. Girl, I love you so much. I'm so happy we can talk about this, because I was like, I thought I did all right. Then I
Girl,
realized,
you did
oh,
a great job. Let me tell you something. You did a great job. And let me tell you how I know you did a great job, is because you're an example for so many of us. You have two healthy, well-adjusted children who are making their mark in the world. And so I say that, you know, I don't care what anybody says, including the kids. If they ain't in jail, if they ain't got a whole bunch of babies, somebody baby mama and a whole bunch of baby daddies, and they doing the thing, and they college graduates, girl, you did that.
You did that. Heard I came with a lot of therapy, apparently.
Look, I told them, I said, if anybody gonna go to therapy, it's gonna be your ass. I'm gonna be fine. You go talk to the people. We're trying to keep the therapist in business. You go talk to the people.
Hey, look, there you go.
Well, thank y'all for joining us. I love you, girl.
I love you too.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Hey.
this is awkward.
On this season of Outside Chance,
we're about to put the fly in fly fishing.
I'm about to prove there's an outdoor activity for everybody.
Yeah! This one I'm pretty confident I can make.
I'll break down gear, costs, and best locations to learn.
Holy crap.
Whoa! Yeah!
Life
yeah!
is meant to be experienced.
Did you see that?
Join me and find out what you've been missing.
Boost your immunity and help protect your community. COVID-19 is still here, and it's not too late to get your booster. Staying up to date with vaccines can help build protection that has decreased since your last shot and provide better protection against newer variants. Boosters are an important part of protecting yourself from getting seriously ill from COVID-19. To learn more and schedule your appointment, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on the path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
Racial covenants had structured every aspect of life.
Keeping Black people in Black spaces.
Slavery's history is Minnesota's history.
So much of working towards racial equity is around telling our own stories.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Whether I'm taking the bus or the light rail, I'm on board with Metro Transit. What would I do without my ride? I hope to never find out. Metro Transit is my ticket to get where I need to go. Uptown or downtown, city or suburbs, no hassle. It's my reliable, affordable way to get to work, run errands, visit friends, and then get back home to my neighborhood. With easy-to-pay fares, I just jump on board and relax while a professional does the driving. This is my time to listen to my music, catch up with my friends on social media, play a game or read, or just chill out and unwind on the way to my destination. But sharing the ride is also about being with folks from my community, headed to school, or traveling to their appointments, or out on the town. Traveling together, we make our road safer and create a healthier environment for everyone. Get on board with Metro Transit. It's your ride, too.
When you're running your own business, it's exciting to imagine what's possible and overwhelming to think about how to make it work. You need a banker to help meet challenges and make the most of opportunities to grow. At Bremer Bank, we understand that success is always a team effort because right now, relationships matter more than ever and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.